أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 112 of Surah Hud. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the previous verses consoled our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the example of Musa alayhi salam. Allah revealed the Torah upon him. Some accepted, some rejected, others tried to change the meaning. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in that way showed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that that is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in this ayah, Allah ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fastaqim, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain steadfast, what we will call istiqamah in Arabic, kama umirt, like how you have been commanded. One is to be steadfast, and one is to be steadfast in the way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ, and those who have made tawbah with you, in other words, they have brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at your hands, they should also remain steadfast, they should also have istiqamah. وَلَا تَطْغَوْ, and do not transgress the bounds and limitations set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In several hadith, there are different sahaba. In one, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had noticed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak hair, the hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was becoming white, and he made the comment, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your hair is turning grey, it is turning white. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged, and in one narration he said, Surah Hud makes me grey, it may turns my hair white. In other narrations, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Mursalat, Surah Amma Yatasa'alun, Surah Idha Sama'un Fatarat, these surahs' names were mentioned that they make Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam old and change the color of his hair. What is it in these surahs? Generally, the general impression that is given is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the destruction of many communities, of many anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam that disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was a very great commentator of the Quran, Abu Ali Sirri, rahimahumullah, that once in his dream he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exactly what is it in Surah Hud that makes you grey, that makes you old? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, this ayah of the Quran, fastaqim kama umirt, that remain steadfast, have istiqama, like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded you to have istiqamah. This was inborn, ingrained in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But actually the issue is وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, and those that made tawbah with you. In other words, the believers, for us to remain steadfast. What is the steadfastness? Very quickly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us iman, to remain steadfast on our iman. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses us with the tawfiq of carrying out good deeds, being obedient to Allah ta'ala, to remain steadfast on that, to remain steadfast in short on the sirat-e-mustaqim, be it our akhlaq, our character, be it our business dealings, be it our social lives, our domestic lives, in every aspect, we remain steadfast and according to the commandments of Allah on the sirat-e-mustaqim. One very important aspect is that in every department of our lives we check, and there needs to be that steadfastness. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَطْغَوْا, and do not exceed the bounds and limitations set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, do not transgress. And no transgression also has two connotations. One is there should be no laxity insofar as our deen is concerned. Whatever we have been commanded, do not leave anything out. And on the other hand, insofar as our belief and our doings are concerned, we do not exceed the limitations set down by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala insofar as over-emphasizing, over-exaggerating aspects of our deen. And always the very easy example for us to remember is that of the Nasara. The Nasara, they elevated Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam to the ranks beyond what Allah Ta'ala had commanded, and they attributed divinity to him. So it is important in our deen also that we remain within the confines of the Sharia in both ways. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when this ayah was revealed to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he recited this ayah and he said, make your preparation, make your preparation. In other words, this ayah is that preparation for the akhirat to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Innahu bima ta'amaluna basir. Certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala beholds whatever you do. All of it is known to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all steadfast on our deen. And the most important, inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu. That we believe that Allah is our Rabb, and Allah Ta'ala takes us whilst we steadfast on our belief. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.